Hey everyone, welcome to another episode. Today we are interviewing Hannah Pangilinan over the phone. She is based in Australia. She's an influencer, a content creator. She inspires me a lot in the videos that she makes, so check out her YouTube channel. We talk a lot about creativity in this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Hello?
Hannah.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? This is so cool.
I know. Yeah. So we're already recording.
Amazing.
What have you been up to?
Been doing a lot of housework today. I like cleaning up as much as I can.
Yeah.
And you?
How's the COVID there? Like the situation? But you're on lockdown now.
We're on lockdown stage one, so that means we can still go outside of the house for like necessary things. And we can have 2-person gatherings, so I could still walk with friends.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's good to
hear.
Yes,
it's very nice. And our numbers are decreasing, which is very good because
yeah,
people are listening now, which is...
Bute, you're flattening the curve now.
Yeah. And you guys, how about there?
So we're just here in the condo. Bute, we have a gazebo area. So the pool and gym areas are closed, but the gazebo technically closed, but people are still here. So every afternoon, a little bit of ecotherapy out here, get some vitamin D. You know? And then, of course, Animal Crossing. So it's taking the world back.
What is that game? I actually have no idea what it is.
Have you ever played like Harvest Moon? Growing up, you own your own farm, your own land, or whatever. It's sort of like Minecraft.
Like Farmville.
Oh. It's sort of like Minecraft, but much cuter, and then there's a bit of a story to it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I should get into it.
So, everyone, this is Anna. She's on.
Hi.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Hannah is a good friend of mine. She is another creative. In my previous podcast, I asked today I just interviewed him a while ago, Hannah. I asked him, so Ellie, what do you do? Like, what do you actually call your line of work? And Ellie, being Ellie, he's like, I don't know, dude. I'm Ellie Aguinaldo. Normally says it. So Hannah is Hannah Pangilinan. She's a student. You're a student now, right?
Yes.
What are you studying in Hillsong?
I'm studying film and television.
There you go.
It covers short films, but also like live video feeds and stuff like that.
Yeah. And of course, Hannah's also an online creator. I'm not going to say the I word. She makes good inspirational content. And the reason that I had her on the podcast is because I'm a big fan of her work. Whether or not I knew her, parang just the quality of work she puts out, she really takes the time to make sure it's excellent. And she doesn't like hook herself on the trend. She just makes it for herself.
Thank you.
And I wanted to interview you about creativity because I'm struggling with my own creativity. Also because you posted a video recently about creativity, you know? So what pushed you to make a video on that topic?
What pushed me? Well, I think if I was like, I wanted to make a video that was cumulative of my entire 2019.
Mm.
And if there's one like thread that was in every single facet of what happened in my life last year, it was that.
Yeah.
So I was just very passionate. When you're passionate about something, I think you have a lot to say. And I was like,
right,
I'm going to do a year-ender video. Might as well talking about something I have a lot to say about.
Yeah.
So it was creativity. Yeah.
That's cool. How did that end up becoming the theme of your 2019?
Well, it's because when you go to, for example, when we're at Hillsong, we're all in Bible school, but we have streams.
Yeah.
So a stream is like your track, like your path. And other people have worship, other people are in pastoral or production. And they usually say, okay, so these are the creative streams and these are the pastoral streams. So for the first time in my entire life, I was labeled as a creative, which was never
Max.
something that, no, literally, like, and it wasn't something that, like, they looked at me like, oh, you're a creative, but like, they would just refer to us film and TV students as creatives.
That's cool.
And then they would invite us to like team nights, which are basically like the creative wing of Hillsong. That's the worship, that's all of the filmmakers and whatever. We all have like a service, like a church service, all for ourselves. And so to just be in an environment with other people who call themselves creatives, and then I felt so I guess I felt like I could relate to them. So I was like, oh, maybe this is who I am. And then I guess when you label yourself as something, you kind of like feed into that and you grow into that label. So I developed as one last year. And then
Awesome.
I was in a creative conecpa. So like a connect group is like when a bunch of maybe 10 to 15 people hang out and then we just talk about life. I was in a creative connect. So like, all of these things started becoming relevant and I was like, oh, I guess I'm that.
Yeah, I love that. I was reading a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think you know about
Oh
it,
yeah,
like
great
Cinemat
book.
Diavela, they all talk about books like that. It says the best way to develop a certain behavioral pattern is to start with identity. So,
Oh, that's a good one.
you're trying to quit smoking. The best way is, if somebody offers you don't go, "Oh, I'm trying to quit." You say, "Oh, I'm not a smoker anymore."
Wow,
When you
that's
make
so
that
good.
your identity, "Oh, I'm not a smoker." Parang it's the same way that Nike advertises their products as everyone is an athlete. So they make products for athletes. So, I mean, regardless of whatever brand you endorse, right? But I mean that they do it well that way. I have
That's
a
so
question.
cool.
So, I'm very we're gonna start diving into the whole creativity thing. And I love also the way that they make you part of a creative community and you belong in that community. Yung when you know that, kunyari, let's say I was trying to start playing football a couple of years ago again, because I used to play in high school soccer football. And the moment that I started playing with these guys in open play and in a field, and they didn't treat me like I was a newbie, but they treated me like, "Oh no, just take this position. Like I belong there, like I was part of the team." I felt it come back and like, "Oh, like I'm not as good as I used to be, but oh, I can be called an athlete along with them because I'm part of that community." What
That's so good.
are parang the most what are the milestones, siguro, that you've experienced with your creative community, or maybe even the things that you've learned? Like, what is one big takeaway, experience, milestone, or lesson you've learned by being part of this community?
I think what I learned is confidence. Like, I think confidence is such a big thing when it comes to creativity because it can either hinder you or propel you forward. If you are confident with whatever you put out, it doesn't matter like exactly how great it is or how intricate it is or how creative it is. As long as you put it out and you're confident with it, everybody else around you is going to support you the way that you support yourself. And I think when it came to, for example, like my first documentary, when I put that out and when it was received the way that I valued it, then it was like, oh my God, like my validation actually will reciprocate other people's validation of my work. And that was a huge, I think, turning point for me because I was very aware of what other people had to say about what I made before. Where in this setting or in this instance, it was like, hold on, I'm gonna dictate what people are going to react based on the way that I present my work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it. It again, this is half a therapy session for me because
Oh my.
like I you know I'm in search of a greater creativity and just the way that I think, because somebody messaged me a few days ago. He said he saw me in his dream, and this is a bit prayerful guy, and this is a Bible believing Christian. He said there were a lot of people painting a picture of me, and I saw the painting and I didn't like what I saw. And then he reassured me that, you know, the way that God sees me is what should matter ultimately, and you don't need to base your validation on other people again. It's pretty basic, but the way that I put out my content and structure my content plan is still somehow based on, oh, what do I think people are gonna like? And the way that you say it is like, you know, you make something that you like, you make something you enjoy, something you would watch over and over again, and the right people will support it.
Yes, 100%. But you know, I think also like there's also a level of, as a creative, if you want to be relevant, we're, and of course we want to be relevant because we want our work to be received by people, we also have to listen to our environment. And I think that we are actually gifting our work to the community that we're in. And if we can't connect with the community that we're in, it doesn't matter what work we make, you know what I mean? Like, I know we're not making for other people, but I'm not making just for myself. Like, I want my work to be impacting other people as well. So, it's also, I think, balancing, knowing what people need, knowing what people want at the moment, and then delivering that to the best of your ability, unique to yourself. So, I think, for example, I don't think anybody was expecting for me to make a video about creativity. It's kind of like random. But I was like, okay, wait, what do people like want to hear nowadays? What are people like trying to discover about themselves nowadays? A theme I think in 2020 was kind of like reestablishing yourself or like reinventing yourself. And that's why I think my creativity video revolved around you as a creative, like your creative identity, because that's what people were thriving, I mean, were hoping for, you know, because they wanted to thrive as something new in the new year. So, I mean, at the end of the day, yes, it was something that I was passionate about, but then I was like, I also have to be able to communicate it to people who are going to receive it. Does that make sense? But I think it also goes back to what you mentioned, is knowing your audience, because you can't please everybody. And I've recognized that the people that I do reach, even like holistically, I'm not trying to reach these people, but what happened was the audience that I created were people who, or not created, but the audience that I attracted were those who wanted inspiration and who wanted self-discovery ideas and who wanted to step out of the box. And so I was like, okay, great. This is my audience that I attracted because this is the kind of content that I want to make. And it's just a perfect match. But it takes time, yeah, to develop that
Can you, I know,
realization.
expand a bit more on the taking time? Like, what's the process like? What has it been like for you?
Okay, so this is kind of how I see content creation in general and like making videos. When I first started out, I made videos that were trendy, mainly because I did watch videos that were trendy back then. I watched makeup videos, I would watch vlogs. This is what I watched because that's what got me into YouTube. And so naturally, that's the content that I created, trendy videos. But then I think when it comes to being relevant and known and seen in a community, you first have to make yourself heard. And once people are like, oh, I trust and I actually want to listen to this person, then you can dive deep into topics that you wouldn't necessarily start with. Does that
True.
make sense? So I've begun my journey with, I think, more topical subjects such as, you know, getting dressed, vlogs, makeup. And then now that I have a following that trusts me and depends on me for information, I can dive deeper into spiritual topics about the heart and about the mind, because you've already developed that trust. It's kind of like a relationship that you have with a person.
Right.
You know, you don't just jump into a relationship and you're like, so tell me about the deepest point. And they're like,
Yeah.
no, you're gonna talk to them, you're gonna say, so how was your day? Or so like, what do you do in life? You know, so I felt like that's also what happens with a channel or with a platform is you introduce yourself the topics that are easier to talk about. And then once you have some sort of a relationship with an audience, then you can dive deeper. And it doesn't matter what you're talking about because they already buy into you as a person.
That's true.
So,
So
yeah, for
you
me,
dive deeper part. Like, where did you get
sorry.
yung, diba, you said after your audience gets to know you, then you can dive deeper. How do you
Yeah.
choose what you want to dive deeper into?
How do you choose? I personally was like, and that's funny actually. It also, I guess, reciprocated what I was going through in my personal life is like, I've always been like a Christian growing up, but it's never really been something that defined me. It was more of like an additional thing in my bio, you
Yeah.
know, like it was just like, Hannah is a student, a creative, whatever. She is a singer. She's an artist. Oh, and she's also a Christian. Like, that was the way that I would consider myself introduced back then. But then, as God started to become not just an add-on to my life, but as I really focused on making him the Lord of my life and allowing my life to be God-centered and not me-centered, then it just suddenly became something that I could not talk about because nobody could get to know me fully if they didn't know the God that I served. And
Yeah.
so it just came out of me where I was like, you know, I'm saying all these things, and maybe I'll mention a Bible verse every now and then, or I'll mention how God worked in my life every now and then. And then for some reason, those are the things that people would hold on to in the comments. They'd be like, oh my God, this, I needed that, I needed that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, wow, people actually care about the spiritual side of them because I was so shy about talking about
I
God
feel
before because, yeah, because it's not a normal topic that people talk about. But as I noticed from the way that my audience interacts with me is even if people don't really talk about it, we actually all have an inherent want to talk about something more, I guess, bigger than ourselves, you
Yeah.
know. Like, yes, we can talk about this and that, but at the end of the day, when you're sitting down in isolation by yourself, no work, no friends, no school, what are you actually thinking
Right.
about? You're thinking about your destiny, you're thinking
Right.
about eternity. And the fact that I'm able to speak into people's lives about a topic that I know we all want to talk about, it's like, you know, you just develop the passion for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Galing. You mentioned what do you call this? You mentioned in your video you create what you consume. Right? So what are some
Yeah.
of the stuff that you're consuming now? What kasi ganda nang I showed your video to Pauline, but also to a lot of other friends, and I said, yo, you don't even have to watch a lot of it. Just watch the first 7 seconds. She did four different special effects things that yung parang if anyone was to ask me, you know, that sentence, and I take a step back, say, whoa, something like that. And you put all these visual
Yeah.
effects on it that I really, maybe I don't watch enough YouTube, but I haven't seen stuff like that before. I'm used to the Casey Neistat style, you know? I'm used to,
Yeah.
but you're creating something for yourself. What are the stuff you're consuming that are bringing more creativity to your work?
Actually, I don't watch YouTube videos anymore,
I love it.
which is crazy. Every now and then I'll watch, I don't know, no, I don't. Sometimes I watch Matt Diavela, not that much anymore
Yeah.
because his content is a little different from what it
Yes,
started,
yes.
which is not bad, but it sometimes it gets repetitive already. And I think once you're in that self-help bubble, you kind of start to develop a dependency on your ability to make yourself a perfect person, which isn't
Whoa.
the case.
Whoa, so what
Dude, it's
is
so real. Sorry?
So what is the case in contrast?
No, the case is that at the end of the day, you can only do so much to make yourself a perfect person because you have to submit to God. You have to surrender your every day to God, every waking second.
I love
Because
it.
his concept, which I'm not saying is bad, I'm just saying it's different from what I
I feel you.
prefer to walk like. But his concept is like plan every single second of your day, and maximum productivity and whatever, and systems, which is scientifically correct. You should have systems in place. But I think when it comes to self-help books and self-help gurus and stuff, you should limit your consumption of that because at the end of the day, we have a God in our utilities right beside us,
Right.
and we can ask him for advice and we can ask him for guidance, and he should be the one to guide our spiritual walk every single second, not like some sort of system.
Oh.
So Machiavelli allowed me to enter into the life of actually taking control of my life, and then now being in Hillsong is like, okay, I'll take control of what I can control, but at the end of the day, God is in
It.
control. So anyway, sorry, I went into this like other wing of, but so yeah, I don't watch YouTube
Yeah.
anymore, but I watch a lot of documentaries. So I watch Vimeo. You can look under
Oh yeah,
topics. You
dude.
can,
I love Vimeo.
yeah. So I watch staff picks sometimes or watch short films. There's also this one website, which is called Mubi, MUBI.com, and I did a 30-day free trial, and it basically is like their tagline is like, consider yourself, I mean, consider us your best friend that has the best like movie taste. And so they would give you an old movie every single day to
I
watch,
love it.
which I didn't watch a movie every single day, but it was just something different. It wasn't
Yeah.
a cinema, it wasn't a trending video. It was, I think, when it comes to creativity, at the end of the day, is look for something that not everyone is looking for,
Yeah.
because then you're going to be unlike everyone else. So I think that's what has allowed me to open my creative circle, is to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's my biggest advice. Look elsewhere and set aside time to think. I think that's super big because I think nowadays with all of our information that's available to us, we could easily just be like, okay, I want to be inspired. Let me search up a picture. Let me search up this. Let
Right.
me watch this. Sometimes you just have to sit down and say, okay, wait, how can I do this differently? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how can I change that? Or how can I represent this in a different way? Then you'll be able to have ideas that are not based off of other things.
Yeah.
You can always have your starting point be something, but then if you give yourself a chance to just sit down, close your eyes, and think about what it could possibly look
It.
like, 100% you'll come up with
So I was
ideas.
gonna ask you a
Yeah.
question about your creative process, and this is when it comes to creating single
Okay.
works of art. But I'm gonna zone in on this one. I think this is one of the
Okay.
things that, because I was talking, so guys, I was talking to Hannah before, and she spends a buttload of time writing. Like she really makes a document, a script, and with like,
Yeah.
what do you call it? Yung parang time codes and your audio visual. Like you really make sure you have her locked
Yeah.
down. And I don't know how
Yeah.
detailed you get, but for sure that's more detailed than a lot of YouTubers out there nowadays. So I think that's your edge. Can you describe how you make time for yourself to think, like practically?
Yeah, I go on walks. That's one of my favorite things to do. I go on walks and I don't listen to music. I just walk, and I usually, before I go on my walk, I'm like, okay, what am I going to think about? What do I have to brainstorm about right now? And then I go on my walk and I just think about it. Another thing that I do is before, the funny thing is, I don't know if people will like believe me, but I have dreams about my videos.
I love it. I believe
And the thing is, thank you.
you.
But the thing is, we're gonna go spiritual.
Yeah.
But my trainer, He's my cinematography trainer. He told me, when you speak in tongues, for
Yeah.
example, speaking in tongues is when you kind of just let the Holy Spirit mumble words. That is a prophetic gift. That is a gift that God gives us so that we can allow our spirit to talk to God when we don't know what to say. That is a spiritual gift. Another spiritual gift is visions and
Yeah.
dreams. And that's prophecy. That's prophetic visions and dreams. That's visions and dreams that you get from God. He said, when you speak in tongues, you have to activate that.
Yeah.
And when it comes to us, like creatives, we also have the ability to be prophetic with our visions and dreams because we are showing people what God is and what his kingdom looks
Yeah.
like. But we have to activate it. And activating that basically just looks like praying before you sleep. Say, God, I want visions and dreams. And I'm telling you, it has changed my entire life. I've never asked God to give me dreams, to give me visions, to inspire my ideas. I've never asked him. And when we don't ask, he's not going to give it to us.
Yeah.
Because he freely gives according to all of his,
Yeah, you have not because you
like,
ask not.
immeasurably great things. Yes, exactly. And so I have had a lot of times I've been like, okay, I don't know what to do. Lord, what do you want me to do? Give me an idea. Give me a fresh perspective on this. And
Yeah.
he honestly gives it. So I honestly can't sit here and tell you this is the process that I went through. This is the reason why my videos look like this right
Yeah.
now. I honestly cannot see the difference between the way that I worked before and the way that I work now. Like, I don't know what people are saying. Oh my God, your videos have changed or you're more creative. I don't see it.
Yeah.
But the only difference between then and now, I think, is just allowing God to actually speak into my videos.
I
It's
love
not
it.
anymore me. It's not anymore me who's this is what I want to say, this is what I want to say. I say, God, what do you want to say? What do you want to say? And just let me convey it. Because if you give God the opportunity to work through your life, if he says, Hannah, this is what you'll do, he'll provide you all of the means you need to get it done.
Yeah.
And so if he gives me a vision, if he gives me an idea, and I just say yes, if he gives me an idea and I just say yes, I'm not gonna have to worry about if I'm gonna be able to do it or how to do it or whatnot, because he'll provide.
Yeah.
Think it applies to everything as well.
That's so good.
Wait, what were we talking about?
No,
I'm sorry, I'm going
no,
everywhere.
this is
But yeah,
great.
of course.
I'm getting super encouraged.
Thank
We were,
you. That's
yeah.
great. What were you saying?
No, let's jump to the next one. So I was gonna ask you something
Okay.
about the mindset of a creative because you have such a fruitful mindset. And it's a
Thank
mindset
you.
that even before you went to Hillsong, you had this thing where, let's say I'd bounce off an idea to you, you'd be like, yeah, just do it, you know? And you'd be so excited about it. Like, Nate, I'm so excited. You do your idea. And it's, that's one thing that's very important. But because we're on a particular line of think, train of thought right now, my question to you would be, what would be your top tip for cultivating the mindset of a God-centered creative?
Wow, that's a good question. Okay, what is my
And
top tip? Cultivating a God-centered, as a
yeah,
God-centered
and I think
creative.
you're a God-centered that's me
Thank
now.
you.
And
That means so much.
maybe you're not that aware. I don't know why, but because I talk to quite a bit of people, quite a bit of creatives, and I'm sure you do too. But my context is mostly away from Hillsong right now. You know, you're the only person I talk to who studies in Hillsong. And people with the mindset that you have are very rare. They're far and few between. So you have something special, and I want everyone
Thank you.
to know what's a good tip that you can leave them with.
Okay. I think everything changed when it became my balcony. So I think that's my number one tip is your purpose should be greater than
That's
yourself.
crazy. That's great.
Because there, yeah. I think I should just leave it at
Yeah,
that
I'm sure they get it.
then.
Yeah, thank you so
Yeah.
much. You've explained a lot, and I wrote down a couple of the things that really are going to help me. One, you mentioned the word destiny. That's what people are thinking about in, when they have nothing else to do, nothing else to worry about. Temporary end up on the eternal stuff. You also mentioned looking for something that not everyone is looking at and looking elsewhere. That's going to be another thing in my toolkit.
Yes.
And setting aside time to think, like long walk,
Yay.
lalana without music or without even your phone. But most
Yeah.
importantly, dude, yeah, bringing it beyond yourself. And I think personally,
That's good.
like, I'll just share a little bit. Like, people look at my content and they're like, oh wow, Nate, he's really making positive content for, for the betterment of other people. It's value adding for his audience. But being now accustomed to adulting and having to provide and stuff like that, I kind of look at it from a business perspective. Like, I gotta add value to my listeners so that brands can add value to me by paying me for endorsements. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I become such
Yeah, which is
a
not
hypocrite.
wrong.
It's completely not wrong. But I've lost the mission. The way I was talking to Ellie, like, find your north. I think I've kind of lost the, yo, I gotta make content with a passion to help other people. Not just, oh, make whatever content, but it helps others, right?
Yeah.
But because that's still a self-serving type of content. Like, oh, I make content that serves myself. It just so happens to be in the category of value adding to other people, right? So
Yeah.
that's me. And
Can I encourage
please,
you
please, I need
with?
that.
I just want to say, Nate, that I think something that was reminded to me today was that all of our sacrifices, they don't go just to oblivion. So when you put loving other people in the forefront of everything that you do, at the end of the day, that is worship and that is sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
And that goes up, which means it's gonna come down.
I love
So maybe right now it looks a little bit difficult to have to juggle between that, but we can rest knowing that our efforts are going somewhere,
Yeah.
And I think your efforts are going somewhere, and your heart is so pure, and you really want to develop people and help people. And I don't think anything can take that away from you. So,
Wow.
yeah, I believe in you. I super
Thanks,
believe in you,
Hannah.
100%.
Sorry, that was a motorcycle. I'm
Yeah.
outside. Thanks, Hannah. I believe in you too.
It's okay.
Yeah, so
Thank
that does it
you.
for this episode. As always, it was a great conversation with you, Hannah.
So
Yeah, I'll end
good.
this recording and do
So
an
good.
outro, but thanks again, Hannah. I'll message you now later. Okay, God bless.
Okay, bye. Thank you again.
And that's the episode. I hope you guys learned something new. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. If you want to follow my mainstream of content, that's NatePunzalan6 on Twitter, at NatePunzalan6 on Twitter. You can email me nate.punzalan@gmail.com. I'm sorry it takes me a few days to reply, but I will get to replying to you. Hannah Pangilinan on Instagram is Hannah Pangilinan. I think that's also her name on YouTube. If it's not Hannah Kathleen, it's Hannah Pangilinan. Yeah. See you guys in the next one. Bye.